This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Boy with the Latchkey by Kathy Sharp. Read by Antonia Beamish.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Here's the money for some bread, Archie, Sandra Miller said. There are eggs and bacon in the pantry so you can get yourselves a meal when you come home. The old-fashioned wireless behind her was playing one of the biggest hits of the music charts the previous year. Oh, Mein Papa, sung by Eddie Calvert, and one of Sandra's favourites. But she snapped it off impatiently, as her son fiddled with his football boots, and pushed the 10-shilling note at him. Yeah, all right. Archie shoved the money into his pocket and looked bored. He knew the routine. Let yourselves in with the key that hung on a string through the letterbox. Make a meal for himself and his younger sister June, and leave the washing up in the sink for when she got back. It wasn't ideal, and Sandra hated the fact that her kids were one of a growing number of latchkey kids whose mothers worked and didn't get home until later in the evening. Sandra hadn't planned this kind of life when she'd married Tim Miller. He'd been a soldier then, and the war that had devastated Europe and much of the world had been raging fiercely. They'd anticipated their wedding night, because Tim...